You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome back to MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Tom Singer. And Tom, here we go, week two. Pirates have finally found their way home, which is, I know, always a blessing. And on Monday, they have the home opener. We'll talk about the game 20. I love it, though. You had an article about the fact that, I mean, with the huge crowds and the excitement about the Pirates these days, there was a legitimate traffic jam. And that didn't sound like a pleasant one to me, but Clint Hurdle seemed to really enjoy it.
Enjoyed it. Well, what was unusual about the traffic jam? Obviously, a big crowd, so it's going to generate a lot of traffic. But we're talking at 8:30 in the morning. People were flocking to the stadium. Pirate baseball fans probably do more tailgating than any other baseball fans. Tailgating, obviously, associated with football. But, I mean, when you go to the PNC Park area, really any game, but there was more pronounced opening day, you got thousands of people tailgating all around the ballpark. It's quite a sight.
It really is. And that ballpark itself, to me, has always been one of the great jewels in Major League Baseball. And so for so many years, went to games there, and there just weren't, many fans, if any fans, it seemed like, on so many nights. And nowadays, with this place, energetic and alive and a team playing well, it's hard for me really even to imagine how much fun it must be, because I've always felt like this town and that ballpark has the potential to be one of the real destination spots in the game.
It really is. I think it's on the bucket list of most baseball fans, out-of-town fans. They like to make it. I know it's on the bucket list of any sports writer I've ever talked to. When they finally do make it to PNC Park, they're delighted to be there, and they're not disappointed. I've maintained the last couple of years one of the nice sidelights of the Pirates making the postseason is that, that the ballpark got national exposure, and people who... because in the previous seasons, you didn't have any national telecast from PNC Park, basically. So a lot more people that maybe heard of the ballpark but hadn't really gotten a good look at it finally got to see it through the TV camera's eye.
Well, and I know they've been enjoying it, and with the great talent that they put out on the field, that helps all the more. A rough start for this team, right? A little tough stretch there in Cincinnati, a couple of walk-off wins for the Reds. But they have managed to kind of get things, turned around a little bit here, get their feet underneath them. And Josh Harrison, he's kind of an unsung kid to me. I mean, I know he's big there in Pittsburgh, but what he did on the home opener even, I think, setting the tone a little bit there for the Pirates. He's a pretty special kid.
Yes, he is. It's a lot of fun to watch play, very energetic, and the fans obviously have taken to him. I know about being under the radar. For somebody who didn't become a regular till the middle of August last year, really, he got a lot of recognition, at least from the national media. He got quite a few MVP votes, not for first place, but, I mean, he was on the list. And obviously... I know the MLB Network, when they rated the players at each position approaching spring training, they rated him the top third baseman in the National League, which kind of blew me away because, he'd only played that position for a month and a half.
Yeah, that's, and you do sometimes have to be a little careful about that too, right? You can get a little excited over the span of 30, 60 days, but seem to be legit. And I guess maybe I look at it as, sometimes playing in the shadow of Andrew McCutchen.
Well, definitely, yeah. Older Pirates are, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. How special is Andrew McCutchen? I'm talking to Jeff Bannister during spring training, and Bannister sung his praises from the standpoint of, obviously, he's a great hitter, he's a great defender, but Bannister really focused on the fact that the position of center field, perhaps people don't appreciate how difficult that position is and how physical it can be, and especially the way McCutchen plays it.
Well, it has been very physical on him, but, to be perfectly frank, now that he's got Starling Marte on one side and Gregory Polanco on the other, the burden is a little bit off him. He doesn't have to cover the gaps like he did his first three, 4 seasons with the Pirates. And it definitely took a toll on him. You know, Kutch rarely missed a game. I believe until he went on the DL for the first time last season, he'd only been a healthy scratch about 15 times in like 5 seasons. So I'm not saying what he's feeling now. Obviously, he's a little bit under the weather with some left knee problems that he thinks he'll have to deal with for quite a long time, to be honest. That might have contributed to it, you know, just the daily wear and tear. But fortunately, since he now is at 80%, according to him, he does have a lot of help on both flanks. But and especially in PNC Park, playing center field with that north side notch, that really wears you down.
Yeah, it's got to. You never like to get in the month of April too keyed up about one series, one stretch of the season. But we mentioned the scuffle to start the year there in Cincinnati. You know, this is a 10-game homestand. They started with a nice win over the Red Hot Tigers. And this is a stretch, it seems to me, actually could be kind of critical to this team.
Well, nothing's critical in April. That Cincinnati series, you know, there were two walk-offs, like you said, but all three were last at-bat wins for the Reds, meaning that the Pirates could have won, you know, any of them. And they kind of realized that it was just it wasn't bad baseball on their part as much as frustrating, you know, the way it went. And, you know, they recovered that nicely. I mean, they won a series in Milwaukee, which, you know, that's been their Waterloo for years. And they won a series with the Brewers. And like you said, they came home and they opened the homestand with a nice win over the undefeated Tigers. I think it was important for them to bounce back from that Cincinnati series before it got into their minds too much. But I think they've already done that. And these 10 games at home, they get the Brewers again and then the Cubs. So they're back to playing the National League Central. I think it can set the tone as far as getting them off to that hot start that they wanted. Last season, even though they wound up in the playoffs, the first month and a half, they were really sluggish. And I think they'd like to erase that to memory. And these 10 games at home definitely give them a chance to indicate that this is a different season. We're not going to drag ourselves and put ourselves in a position of having to rally to make the postseason. We'd like to be front runners. And I think this homestand will kind of set the tone for that.
Kind of an opinion question for you, Tom. The home opener, it's fun no matter what. But to have it be an interleague home opener, against the Tigers, and I suppose the way that things are configured now, somebody's going to have to do it. Is it any different, weird to you?
Yes. Well, you know what? Yes, because as a home opener, it's a signature event, and you're not playing a National League team. But in the sense that interleague play has become so common, especially the way the schedule is now, it's not packaged into a couple of weeks in June and August. Throughout the season, it's the whole schedule is sprinkled with interleague series. So from that standpoint, it's into business as usual. I mean, the fact that they did get to play one of the two remaining undefeated teams and show up well against them, I think just kind of added to the flavor of the occasion.
That's true. That's true. Definitely helps in that case. Well, listen, Tom, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time and look forward to doing it again next week.
I'll look forward to it likewise, Dave. Thanks.
All right, Tom Singer. This has been MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.